Well, Merry Christmas, Patriots fans. With a 37-16 victory over the Buffalo Bills yesterday, your team has set yet another NFL record. It is the team's eighth straight season with at least 12 wins, and that win was a special gift for tight end Rob Gronkowski, who grew up near Buffalo.
It's cool when your hometown team passed on you twice in that draft, and you kind of remember it still, so no lie. I remember it every single time I play them.
With that win, the Pats have a first-round bye. And for more, we turn now to ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike. Mike, Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So another close game. Bills had the lead three times in the first half. Second half, though, home team pretty much dominated. What happened there?
Well, the Patriots played much better in the second half. They started slow, which they didn't want to do. They knew that Buffalo was coming in and they needed to win to increase their own playoff chances. And Patriots didn't respond to that initial surge the way they wanted to. But as they often do, they sort of regroup, get things together. And in the second half, they ran away from it.
So the Patriots this season have had a lot of success with a stronger than usual running game. But running backs James White and Rex Burkhead both out yesterday. How'd the team do without him?
Well, they did great, and it was because of Deion Lewis. And it's a great story because he's 5'8", and you think about football players, and there's all these big guys, yeah. And here's little Deion Lewis, who at 5'8", you know, is little in football terms, if you will. And here's Rob Gronkowski after the game, who's 6'6", and he's saying, Jack, I look up to this guy for the way he plays. He had 129 rushing yards, which was a career high for him, and he also caught 5 passes. So he was sort of a spark plug. The little guy in the big man's game, I guess would say, coming up big.
Yeah, so we mentioned the team gets a bye and advances directly to the second round of the playoffs. How big of an advantage is that? What does that mean?
Well, it's very significant for this team because when you get to the end of the year, you've played now, they played 15 games. They'll play 16 after next week's game against the Jets. You have a lot of players that could really use a week where their bodies can heal up a little bit. And so to get that break, that bye, gives them a tremendous advantage over the other teams in the playoffs. Only two teams will get the bye in each conference. So they'll be able to heal up some players and actually make some strategic decisions this weekend, saying, hey, maybe we'll sit this player out to give him actually 2 weeks to rest the body so they'll really be ready to go when the playoffs start for them.
So the only thing still at stake at this point is home field advantage all the way through the playoffs. And should the Steelers lose this afternoon, Patriots will have that sewn up as well. In that case, would you expect the Patriots to rest some key players next week when they play the Jets?
Yeah, you know, because they can still get that home field advantage, the number one seed, if the Steelers beat Houston today, which they should, they're a better team, I don't think we'll see the Patriots rest to anyone that would be fully healthy. Mm. I think it comes down to that decision of, you know, maybe this player's 85%, and if it was a playoff game and if we lost, our season would be over, he would definitely play. You know, they might change in this case and say, yeah, let's wait another week and let that player go from 85 to maybe 90 or 95 or 100. Yeah. So I think that would be the decision making in that significant sort of situation.
Lots of Patriots football still to be played this season. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and offers regular analysis on WBUR. Mike, thanks for being in the studio this morning.
Thanks for having me.